Back in 2008, Ian Usher of Perth, Australia, was having a rough time. His marriage had recently ended, and the house and the life he had built with his wife had ceased to be a source of joy. He was no longer happy. Tired of his old life, tired of his job, of his friends, of his failures and disappointments, he wanted to start out fresh, with a clean slate. And so Ian decided to put his entire life up for sale on eBay. As most of you know, eBay is an internet-based auction center where anyone can put almost anything up for sale or for auction. People, of course, put many things on eBay, including cars and jewelry and computers. But Ian put his entire life up for sale. The winner of Ian's auction was promised the right to simply walk into his life and take over from where he left off. They were promised his house, his furniture, his television, his car, his Sea-Doo, and his job. And even, if they wanted them, his friends. Someone did eventually buy Ian's life for a little over $400,000, and Ian used the money to start out fresh and experience new things. Ian's story was retold at the time by news outlets all over the world, and it's even been reported that Disney optioned the rights to his story for the purpose of eventually making a movie about it. The idea that a man could put his entire life up for sale and start out new struck a chord with a lot of people. Who among us hasn't at least occasionally dreamt of making a new start or wishing we could trade in our life for the life of someone else who we think must be happier or more fulfilled? At moments of great disappointment, moments of failure, moments of boredom, moments of illness and suffering, we might very well wish we could be like Ian and sell off everything to the highest bidder. I'm not sure if Jesus ever felt that way, but we could hardly blame him if he had moments when he wished things were different. In fact, shortly before being arrested, Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "Abba, Father, if it is your will, remove this cup from me." He prayed so earnestly and in such distress that the scripture tells us his sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground. Yet, of course, it wasn't to be. He couldn't trade in his life. What needed to be done, needed to be done, and he was the one who needed to do it. He would endure horrific mistreatment, mocking, ridicule, and torture before being nailed to the cross, where hours of anguished suffocation and suffering would only be relieved by death. And he embraced this difficult future, saying, "Not my will, but thine be done." A few short days later, Mary Magdalene would stand outside the tomb, embracing the risen Jesus. It is important to acknowledge that this was not some image of Jesus. It was not his ghost. It was not a new Jesus. It was the same Jesus who had died. Only now he had been raised by God from the dead. Jesus didn't trade in his life for someone else's. Instead, his own life, his suffering, and his death were transformed by God into something new. God can also transform our lives into something new. He doesn't trade them for something completely different, but he takes our lives the way that they are, and he makes something better out of them. It is tempting to think like Ian Usher. It is tempting to think that what we have isn't good enough, and that happiness must be found somewhere else, that our life isn't as good as someone else's. It's easy to think we don't have enough friends, or enough money, or that our relationships are not as fulfilling as someone else's, that we would be happier with a different kind of job or in a different community, that life would be better if we were a different person. But the gospel does not promise us someone else's life. It promises us our own life, but even better. What we have is enough. What we have was given us by God. Who we are is who God made us to be. There is no perfection on this side of heaven. If we have even only one friend, we are blessed. If we have only enough money to provide food and shelter, we are rich. If we have nothing else in our day but a good laugh, or a moment of peace, or an experience of beauty, we have reason to be grateful. We do not need someone else's life. We simply need God to be a part of the life he has already given us. When God becomes a part of our life, he shapes it and he makes it better. He takes our failures and he resurrects them as experiences for learning. He takes our disappointments and he resurrects them as moments of growth. He takes our illnesses and our pain and he resurrects them as sources of insight and compassion for ourselves and for others. He takes our suffering and he resurrects it as a lesson in patience and trust. He takes our sin and he resurrects it as forgiveness. And he will eventually take our death and resurrect us to everlasting life. As Christians, we are resurrection people. We believe that at the end of everything is resurrection. Resurrection, not death, has the final word. Resurrection people see hope even in the most hopeless situations. It is not that we are naive or that we want to avoid reality. It's just that we are convinced God can bring good out of the most awful things. We see hope even in failure. We see hope even in disappointments. We see hope in illness. We see hope in otherwise hopeless patterns of thought or behavior. We see hope in suffering. We see hope even in death, because we believe that eternal life is the last word. Of course, we may at times just wish we could trade it all in, that we could put our whole life up for sale and start with a brand new one. But the life we have is already good. It is already full of good things. We are already good people. And those things that aren't, God can work on with us. Because God's business is not trading, but transformation. God's business is not replacing, but resurrection. He takes what we already have and he makes it better. He gives it meaning, and he makes it a blessing to ourselves and to others. May the God of transformation and resurrection enter your life this Easter season. Thanks be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.